Tonight's Big Brother interview with Caitlin Herman is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Because if you're looking to buy a car, you're probably familiar with the term like MSRP. You might even know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? The same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. Now you'll know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including the fees and the accessories before you even get to the dealership. And a True Car dealer will show you what the true price is on a car like the one that you want, all from the comfort of your home. And how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car will show you what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this, so they set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Coming to you live from a place of light and love, it's Rob Has a Podcast, and now here's the guy who's so excited to, they say never meet your heroes, and we'll find out if that is the case. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. So excited because we have a great guest with us here live the studio tonight. Please welcome the great... Caitlin Herman is here, everybody. This is not a drill.
That was quite the intro.
Caitlin, we're so excited that it has been such a long journey to have you here with us.
I know.
And I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy that we're here and you're wearing my clothing.
Yes, no guest has ever come and said, okay, this is what you're wearing for the podcast tonight. So could you paint the picture?
Sure. So I was just in my trunk before scurrying about and I noticed my kimono I was evicted in all crumbled up in a corner. And I figured, you know what? Let's get Rob in that bad boy.
Yeah. Okay, so here I am. I'm wearing the kimono that you wore and which is perfect because the night that you were evicted, I was sad.
Yes,
and I'm able to. If this goes terribly wrong, then I can do that. And then what is this t-shirt I'm wearing?
So the t-shirt was just these like cute little shirts I made when I got evicted that say 90% love and light, 10%. .. because I wanted it to
what
be high
the,
vibe.
What is the dot dot dot?
Go screw yourself. Go screw yourself.
Go screw yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it means?
Yeah.
Is that what it says on the back?
So it doesn't say it on the back, but...
Can I wear this shirt around my kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feel free.
So it is the 10% implied or that's what it
the
is?
The 10% I said during my intro when you guys like got to meet me, yes. I was like, I'm 90% love and light, 10% go screw yourself.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah, you just obviously weren't.
See, I didn't remember.
Attention.
I didn't remember that.
It's but okay.
I know one person that probably did. Taryn Armstrong is here as well. Taryn, how are you tonight?
I'm so excited, Rob.
We're love talking to Caitlin. You, Taryn.
Yes, there's love to go around all over the place. You're wearing a kimono. My life has been made, Rob.
Yes. Okay. This is so exciting to have you here. And we're going to take questions, hashtag RHAP. I've got some questions from the Rob's Podcast
Please.
Patron group. So we'll bounce around. I don't think that we have a ton of structure. We're just going to have some fun talking about everything. What have you been up to?
Aside from crying, I'm just kidding. You know what? I've been doing a lot. I just signed an apartment. I'm working on stuff for my business, signing new clients, and just trying to figure my life out. A lot of Instagram ads, for those of you wondering. We all do it. So thanks for noticing.
Why? Do you get a lot of feedback that you have too many Instagram ads?
But guys, it's our source of income right now. We're never promoting anything that we don't actually use or like. But people are not happy about the
ads.
Hey,
look, it's nice business if you can get it.
I totally agree.
Is everybody from Big Brother 20 on Instagram ads or
do they
only pick certain people?
It really just depends on how engaged your social media is. I'm pretty sure Scotty's not going to be doing ads. I think he's made it pretty clear.
Because he doesn't want to.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to. Not because people don't want him. I'm sure a lot of people want
him.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this is blowing my mind that you're here. I'm so excited.
You didn't think I was coming.
Well, I thought that there was a chance that maybe you weren't
coming. Would flake.
Because you had said to me right before we came on, so why didn't you tell everybody that we were doing
this?
Yeah,
like, why didn't you advertise?
I told my people. I told the Rob's Podcast people knew about this. But I didn't want the wrong crowd to show up.
Thank you.
I thought that maybe there was a chance that maybe we had to reschedule for another night.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it's Halloween. I feel like that you probably have a lot going on.
No,
you don't have a lot going on.
Actually, I will be with JC and Casey and Tyler and Angela on Halloween.
What's everybody doing?
We're just like going to a friend's party. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you constantly spend time with the Big Brother 20 alumni, or now it's starting to be where it's like, you know, camp friends that you are best friends and then you start to go your own separate ways?
Yes, it's just like camp friends. It's like you had your summer and then you keep in touch for like a few months because you're like, oh my God, love you. Like, let's get back to camp next year. And then you fizzle out. So that's exactly what's happening right now. We're all very busy.
Yes.
So it's harder to keep in contact with some people more than others. JC and I are in constant communication.
Yes. What's that like?
A lot of fun. He FaceTimed me about an hour ago. He just came back from the dentist and he couldn't really speak. So it was like constant spitting in the sink, then talking, spitting in the sink, talking. But we have a great rapport.
Yes. Did you listen to Taryn's interview with JC?
I didn't get to rewatch it,
but you were there.
I was in the other room.
JC had to say.
He screams when he's, you know, doing interviews. So I was in the other room, but I heard every word. So yeah.
Was there anything that you heard JC tell Taryn that you know for a fact was untrue?
I think true and false are a gray area.
Yes.
Like, I think it's all opinion based.
Right.
Yeah. So I love JC to death, but I love when he's like, I was behind every single thing, which he was behind a lot of stuff, but like he really pumps himself up about it. So, yeah.
And, well, a lot of people do that when they, and not just, it's, you know, the people from Big Brother 20, but from all of these shows.
Oh, yeah.
And they come through and everybody, you know, it made sense to them. It's true to them.
Totally.
Even if Taryn has the notes that say that wasn't the case.
Right. Exactly. It's all about the way you experienced it. So,
But you haven't done that. You have come through and I've seen a lot of people be very complimentary about you, that you have come out of the house and you've been very grounded, where, you know, I think that maybe the perception that people had of you on the show, you know, that maybe you would come out of the house, maybe you wouldn't be so grounded, but you've had a very good attitude about everything in the reaction from the fans, that you poke fun at yourself.
Yeah.
You don't take it too seriously.
I don't, because you know what the thing is, especially let's take away the live feeds for a second. Like, my edit was all about if you want to play back the clip.
Get a hit. Yes.
Like that was it. But there was never really, you know, moments of me just being like a regular person. I'm sure since the second I walked in here, you haven't been like, she's too much, or like she's
never
a little too woo for me. But like, yeah, that is a big part of my life, but it's not 100% of it.
Frankly,
yeah.
It's like not enough woo for me. I was hoping,
you were hoping I would be a little crazy,
hoping for more.
I was gonna bring Sage, but I figured let me be.
No, there is Taryn. Aren't there a lot of evil spirits here?
There really are. I mean, hopefully I'm not one of them, and hopefully the audience
you
can hear me
here.
No.
Is there a good
energy here? Yeah.
Good energy.
Yeah, totally. But more so in that room.
In the other room.
Yeah.
That not as good of energy in here. I feel like that I really pour myself out in here.
There's more stress in here than there is in there.
What about downstairs?
I love downstairs.
You loved it.
Yeah. It's like light.
Yeah. Caitlin got to meet the whole family.
Yeah, I did. They're so cute. Guys, I love Rob.
Oh, what have the last couple of weeks been like for you since you've gotten out of the house?
The finale happened. It was a lot of fun. It was very stressful. And then a lot of us went to Vegas for an event. And since then, it's been coming back, trying to figure out what's next, how we can, you know, monetize from this huge experience that we just had, and, you know, seeing what's next for all of us. But it's been so busy. It's died down a little bit. But the biggest thing that keeps coming up is social media and how aggressive people are on it. And we've all gotten tastes of it over the past few weeks. And some of these fans, they don't quit it. Like, if let's say someone is a huge Tangela fan or a huge Haley fan or a huge JC fan,
and they're all the best people.
Yeah, they're all great, but they might hate me, and then it's like they come for me, or you know, it, so it's just very strange to see that, like, we can't all just, like, love the cast in general, because we all gave so much to it and tried to have a good season for you guys. So sometimes the fan base is just a little...
It can be intense. And, you know, I'm not going to say whether or not I've experienced that as well.
Sure you have.
But... It is, you know, it's very intense, and, you know, people have their favorites, and they are looking for, they want to defend. It's not necessarily that they hate everybody else, but they love their favorite so much, and they want to fight and defend their favorite, like a mother bear. You know, they want to.
It's true.
Yes.
It's annoying though, because it's like, like, can we just stop? Like, leave me out of this. But. I mean, I do respect everyone's opinions and who they like and don't like, but sometimes people just take it way too far, and it's a lot.
It can be a lot. All right. So tell us, how did you end up getting involved with Big Brother?
It's quite the story. So I moved to LA a year ago, and I came out here, started my business, and my parents were just like, honey, you can move to LA, have your business. That's a lot of fun, but you need to get a part-time job. Like, we need to make sure you have some sort of income.
Who said this to you? Your parents?
Mom and dad. Okay, they were just like, come on. Like, we don't know if coaching's really going to give you the funds. Mm-hmm. So I got a part-time job at a Pure Bar studio, which is a workout-based studio in Woodland Hills. Mm-hmm. And next door to it was a tanning salon. And I became really good friends with the girls next door because they'd come into the Pure Bar studio and they'd be like, we're really looking for someone to do spray tanning. Like, we'll send you to get your, you know, your license. And I was like, I don't know if that's like,
you need a spray tanning license.
You need to know what you're doing. Yeah. You need to go get a whole thing done. So I eventually gave in. I'm like, what do I have to lose? Fine. So I did it. And then I somehow became really good friends with a girl that worked there. And we would talk about how much we love Big Brother. And I was like, you know, I think I want to go to an open casting call because that's just a very Hollywood thing for me to do. I just moved to LA. Why not? Just for fun. And it just so happens that one of the casting people used to work at the salon. So like the tanning salon. So they knew me when I came and I went to the audition and there was no sort of connect or anything. They were just like, oh, that's the girl from the tanning salon. That was it. And they just never stopped calling me.
Because I had heard that you had run into Chuck Liddell and there was something
It wasn't that was like the connection. It was just there was a moment in time where I was like, oh my God, it's all so synchronistic. I'm supposed to be on the show. Mm-hmm. So I airbrushed Chuck Liddell and the next day it's released that he's on Celebrity Big Brother. And then right after Celebrity Big Brother, I run into Marissa at the Grove and I was like, oh my God, no, yeah. I'm on the show. Like, I know I'm on the show. Mm-hmm. And then I got on the show.
Yeah. And so you hadn't seen much Big Brother
I've been watching it since 15.
Okay. Since season 15. Yeah. Yeah. And did you have any apprehension about going to go do it, or you just felt like...
No, I just, for whatever reason, the second I started watching Big Brother, I was like, I'm so going to be on that one day. Like, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to be on. Mm-hmm. And then it just felt like a cool opportunity to go to an open casting call because that feels like a Hollywood thing to do. So I went and I didn't feel any sort of apprehension. I just knew that I could probably do it and do a good job.
Yeah.
I didn't do a good job, but...
Yeah, but look, you were so entertaining, and ultimately, you know, who cares who wins powers of veto and stuff like that. We care about who was memorable.
Right. See, the thing is though, like, I was memorable for all the wrong reasons.
No,
like I was.
No.
Oh, you loved it.
We loved it.
Taryn,
am I lying? Taryn, am I lying?
I'm not lying. No, I think that you were memorable for a lot of really great reasons. And
like what, Taryn? What are some of those great reasons? Why don't you just like let me know and boost my ego for a minute?
You were incredible. Well, okay, hold on. Well, I'm not just gonna. This is what I saw you do in the house. You were incredibly entertaining. And I think that like when you left the season, it really sucked the life out of the show a little bit. We were definitely missing something about your presence.
I feel like. That's not true, though. Like, I think, like, once I left, maybe it was just, like, more focus was on other people. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was almost better off that I left because now you were seeing more sides of other people.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that we were better off. I mean, there was still a lot of, you know, exciting moments that came after you were gone from the house. But, you know, in terms of, like, where you could not turn away, I felt like, for a month when you were there.
Yeah.
And I felt like then we could catch our breath a little bit. It was still exciting, but we could catch our breath a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I only watched like bits and pieces of clips from the live feeds, but I was not myself in that house. Like there came a point where it was just like, it's embarrassing for me to like go back and watch some of that stuff because yes, I was me and like that is how I am a lot of the time. But as far as the one thing that was concerned that Taryn just touched on when I was making a little joke saying feed my ego, that's all I was doing in the house. I was like seeking validation from people that made, when I look back, I'm about to get like a little deep with Rob Has a Podcast. But when I look back on it, it's like, if I really thought I was enough as like a human being, I wouldn't need validation from everyone else. And clearly in that house, I was lacking just self-confidence because I needed it from everyone, especially the men. So I was really glad to come out of it, see that, notice that it wasn't me and change.
Have you gone and watched the episodes now?
I've watched most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched most of them, but there's still a few that I just can't.
You can't, so you know which episodes you can't watch?
Not that I know which episodes I can't watch, but like my friends would be like, you're not going to be thrilled with this one or, you know, things like that. So,
but if you're looking for that, you know, self-development where you're looking for things that you can, shouldn't you go back and watch all of it?
I think at some point, yeah, I will.
You
at
feel
some
like you're
point.
Not ready.
I'm not ready to. And honestly, I think the clips that I've seen on YouTube and all of like the live feed stuff was enough. And just even stepping out of the situation, I was able to immediately, like the second I stepped out on stage with Julie Chen, I was like, oh, wow. Like I was not myself. But it's fine. I really say it was for the highest good because I was able to kind of uncover things that should have been.
You said
uncovered.
That the whole time. That
yeah.
Everything is happening for the greater good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I believe that. So. Yeah,
and I think that like ultimately you end up displaying a measure of character that is greater than you otherwise would have displayed, being able to come out of the house and recognize what you were doing and be such a good sport about all of the stuff that happened to you and be able to grow from it. So there's
but
definitely
now,
a lot of positives you can take.
Okay,
from
but
it.
Now I'm concerned because now I'm wondering
if I come back,
if I'm
going to be a psychopath,
will you be boring?
No, I'm definitely not boring.
Because that between you and me and Taryn, you know, I don't like it when people get boring.
I totally get it. If I come back, I'm definitely not going to be boring, but you'll see it like a different me. Mm-hmm. Like I felt like I needed...
Different how?
Like I was just so... I think it's going to be better because I was so trusting in some of these men in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to... Am I allowed to curse on the show?
We
prefer not
look,
to.
We'll allow it. We'll let people know. Okay, there could be some. There might maybe some language, but I want you to be yourself.
Okay, so basically, now that I've rewatched it and I've said to myself, "Oh my God, you put so much trust in these men," I'm going to go into the house next time and be like, you know, trusting. But I'm not going to fucking trust one person. Mm. It's going to be very like. Fake and high, but like, no, there's not one person that could tell me one thing that I, whether it's the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life or a girl that's so trustworthy, it doesn't matter who you are. I do not trust you. And I'm playing for the game that this next time, because I went into that and I literally thought I was at sleepaway camp, like just trying to make friends. And like, it was just, I forgot that it was for money. And now I really want to win if I go on again.
Don't you have to trust somebody though?
Maybe one person, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to be, I'm going to be way more careful and way more trusting in my own intuition, because the entire time I would like tell every day, I don't know if people like saw this, well, I'm sure if you watch the live feeds, you did, but there was a point where every single day, and Tyler and I have spoken about this, where I'd go out to him and I'd be like, I feel like I can't trust you today. Like something in my head is telling me not to trust you. And he'd be like, no, you can. Like, and there was one day where he's like, tell me you don't trust me. And I was like, I can't, even though my guides and my intuition was like, do not trust him. But I mean, I was stupid and did whatever.
Kaylin, I don't know if you've talked about this yet. If you were on the jury, you were right there. Have you talked about who you would have given your vote to?
Yeah. But I think it's two different answers. Like as a non-jury member watching the show back, I would have voted for Casey, but if I was in the jury, I don't like that could have been different because there would be information I don't know. People would be talking, you know, I don't know.
Because you came out of the house that night that you talked to Julie Chen. You were so high on Tyler.
Yeah,
you said
I was.
You wanted you want that you were with Tyler the whole way.
Yeah.
You wanted Tyler to win the game.
If you had sent me straight to the jury house, I probably would have voted for Tyler.
Yes. But you came out and you saw the show.
Yeah.
And now you say you would have voted for Casey. What did you see that made you change that opinion?
I just started to think about like my own personal values and how, you know, who I thought played an overall classier game. Mm-hmm. So like a value for me is like honesty, trustworthiness, you know, things like that. And Casey just all across the board made me feel really special in the house. She had an amazing social game. She made everyone feel like they were so special.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, she came out of the woodwork like at the end with all these comp wins and just completely killed it. And she didn't have to like make a bunch of final twos to do it. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a better, well-rounded game.
Did you feel like Tyler should have taken Casey to the end?
I don't know. I think he would have lost either way, to be honest, because JC had, I mean, he was really close with everybody in that house. I think they would have voted for JC. And it
what
was
about Angela.
If he took Angela, then he would have won. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it shows his level of loyalty, which is nice, but it's
level six.
Yeah. Level six. They killed it. Level six.
Mm-hmm.
Faute was just a damn nightmare.
Who do you identify with more now that you're outside of the house? The Faute people?
Faute forever. Yes. You know what the thing is? I'm so upset. And I've said this a million times. The second I trusted Tyler was the second my game went down the drain. Mm-hmm. I trusted him thinking that Sam's power app was going to get Faute in trouble. And I was nervous for Faute. And then I trusted him.
He got you to flip the first week.
He got me
then
to flip.
He pushed you into...
He told me Swaggy was talking shit.
Swaggy C.
Yeah. So that was my downfall, trusting him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look back, like Faute, we were just a funny group of kids. Like we were way more entertaining. We had way more fun. You think the fans? You don't think?
I'm looking out for you.
Well, that's just how I feel. So I'll own it. But I mean, level six definitely had their shtick and I liked it. It was a very powerful group and there was an appeal to them. But I think we were funny. Like, I think, you know, the being confused and not knowing was up. Like, I just thought that was a really funny dynamic to the show. So, but I still feel, although I'm so close with Rachel and Winston now that the show is over, I still feel like if I had to do it again, I still would have been with Faute.
So on your HOH, you sent Swaggy C out. And I know that when he first came out of the house, you know, he had a lot of hard feelings towards you.
Yeah.
Have you guys been able to patch things up?
Not really. I made some serious efforts when I got out of the house to try to make things right with him. I would shoot him messages and we've even FaceTimed, you know, from time to time. And all he said to me is, you know, when the show is over and I have Bailey by my side and I'm able to see this whole thing from a different perspective, we can talk then. But since that's happened, I don't believe he wants anything to do with me. I think someone said something on Eric Stein's podcast the other day that he doesn't like me and wants nothing to do with me. So. Wait,
hold on, Eric. This is news to me. Oh man, I didn't even know. Oof, Eric Stein is freelancing. I can't believe it.
Sorry, Eric.
So, yeah, you blew up Eric's spot.
It's fine. Yeah. He'll forgive me.
Yeah. it makes sense. It makes sense to me now. Is Swaggy C waiting for you to give him $5,000?
I have no idea.
Did you? Because you said that to him in the house. You said, "I'll give you money because I feel I'm going to win, and then I'll give you money because I feel bad that I'm sending you out of the house."
So this was the thing. This is what I didn't like about when he was coming to me, pitching to me that he should stay. I didn't like that he was like, "I'm going. Like, if you send me home, like that's it. I'm back to the hood. I'm back here." When Swaggy C is a very polarizing person.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was bullshit. I knew that he was going to somehow get Swaggy C TV to be what it's supposed to be, which he is. And he's unbelievable at it. So I just said to him, like, all right, I'll give you $5,000. Like, because, you know, if you really have that much of a hard time. So he, you know, that was why I said it, but he doesn't need my money. He's doing just fine. He has a gorgeous fiance. They just bought a house. That kid is...
What a house.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, he does not need me. He is a champ. Like, yes. I will say that he's a hustler. So
yes, go ahead.
But maybe if he had an extra $5,000, I don't know how much of a difference that would have made in the house purchase. So like,
no, yeah,
I mean, that's furniture.
It is furniture.
Anyway, so with Swaggy C, I remember because when you were there, I could not take my eyes off the live feed, and I remember watching all of this play out, and you felt like that. Look, I'm the worst person to try to to pity you about this, because I believe my whole message is building yourself up.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about the language of being defeated. Oh, now I can't do anything. But yeah. That's not what you're about.
Yeah, exactly. And that
you're into the power of possibility.
Exactly. And you're so right. I forgot that that's like how I was wording it to him. But mm-hmm. I just remember being so angry in that moment, because I don't need like the woe is me. He could have come to me from any other approach and I probably would have been much more receptive. Like, just like, Caitlin, like, this is my dream. Like, I want to play this game. Not like now my life is going to be in shambles when I come out of this and I have no opportunities. Like, that wasn't the way to get through to me. I mean, when he pulled on my heartstrings a little bit of talking about his family and stuff like that, that got to me. And there were many times where I'd go up to Tyler and I'd be like, I don't think that mm-hmm. I'm gonna. And honestly, right before the eviction, I got a hit saying if there was a tie, play it. If there was a tie, I was going to vote for him to stay.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean when you get a hit?
It's very strange. So the way I like to explain it to someone that mm-hmm. would have no idea what it is, it's legitimately like a full body kind of like takes me somewhere else where I'm given a thought that would not be my own. Mm-hmm. So like I would never think. That's actually what got me on the show. I got a hit about one of the casting producers during my one-on-one
What did the hit tell you?
So my casting producer, Danny, he goes, so like, are you getting any hits for me? Like, what should I do? Whatever. And then I was like, I love you to death, but no, I'm getting one for him. And there was another guy, Mark, sitting in there. And I was like, what's going on with breathing? Like they're pointing at my chest. I feel like I'm having a hard time breathing. And they just looked at each other and they were like, what?
When you say they're pointing at your chest.
Guides.
Yes.
So like I like pick up on spirit guides. Mm-hmm. So when I look at you and I see your peripheral vision and like get your aura, like I also feel the energy. Sorry, I just apologize to a mic. I get the energy of like presence that are with you. So spirit guides. Mm-hmm. I really hope people don't like blow up my stuff.
This is so fascinating. Okay. Because I'm a skeptic, but
yeah, I know that's fine.
But I'm fascinated to hear about it. Yeah. Because what do I know? Maybe everything I believe is wrong.
Yeah. And, no. What you believe is not wrong.
Yeah.
Everything you believe in is exactly what you're supposed to believe. But the one thing I like to tell people is like, I can't make this up even mm-hmm. if I tried. Like my parents know, my friends know, like this is just not something that like I even have the creativity to like come up with.
Yeah.
Like this is just actually what I get every day.
So when did you first discover that you had this ability?
I think a really long, this has been with me forever. I'll never forget. I was in third grade and my dad called my brother and me downstairs and he's like, Caitlin, Matthew, like I have to talk to you in the den for a second. Mm-hmm. And we sit down and I just look at him and I go, did grandpa die? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like what? So it's always been like weird things like that.
Grandpa Lou.
Yeah. Grandpa Lou. So like, it's always been like things like that. Like I'll have a dream the night before someone passes or like mm-hmm. something serious is going to happen. So I've always had it, but I thought it was just a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I kind of grew up and realized it was like more synchronistic than one could think, I started kind of looking into it myself.
Is this a blessing or a curse?
No, it's a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's totally a gift because it helps me kind of put things into perspective. Like if a day is really crappy or, you know, something like that, mm-hmm. I know I'm guided and I know I'm on the right track. And I ask for signs all the time just for my own validation that like I'm in the right place. So like in the Big Brother house, when I asked for a sign, and we were all talking about signs that morning. And mm-hmm. that's why when you watch the scene and it's like, oh my God, wait, the white bird. Like everyone's like, oh yeah, like you did just say it's a white bird. That's your sign for your grandpa. So it was a very strange thing. But I'm always asking for signs and I'm always getting them. And I challenge you guys to ask for signs too, because you will always get them.
Do you get mad when people joke around about, oh, Grandpa Lou is the bird and I get a hit?
That's like the grandpa stuff is kind of sad because it's like, it's not just me. It's like my mom's dad and like her seeing stuff like that, that makes me upset for her. But I could play around with the hits. And I mean, it's very, you know, a lot of people don't get it. So that's fine. But like, lay off my grandpa.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it, Taryn.
Got it, Taryn.
Do you find that you misinterpret things sometimes? Or like, do you feel like you sometimes get led down the wrong path?
No.
Like,
does that ever happen? Which is so weird. That's why I always get so shocked every time I get a hit and then I validate it and it's right. Because it's still always so weird for me. I'm like, when is this going to be like wrong? Like, why is this always right? So in the house, even with the Brett and Winston situation, which I haven't seen that episode, I just know what I experienced. Mm-hmm. When I went upstairs to Scotty and that was all accurate, I was like, yes, like she still got it. Like, so that's kind of cool. But not yet. Like I haven't been down the wrong path yet. Based on the hit.
Now, do you feel like that this was useful to you in the game, or was it not actionable information that you were getting?
It wasn't useful. I mean, I think that there's a chance that it can be now that I know what to expect. But for that particular situation, it wasn't. I thought I was going to go into this show and be like, I know when people are lying. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up on all their guides. But like I said, as soon as I got evicted, like I only see people based on their truth, which is love. So I don't like, I don't know when you're lying. I don't know when you're telling me false information. I don't know when you're like going behind my back. I just see you for love. Like I kept forgetting that people would be like lying and manipulating to me. But so it's a beautiful thing, but it's also not great for Big Brother.
So I just want to make sure that I understand this.
Yeah, please.
And I'm trying to be as detailed as possible. So you have spirit guides that are always with you, or you are communicating with spirit guides that are with other people.
If I'm getting a hit based on you, it's your spirit guides telling me.
Okay.
So yeah, I do have my own guides that are with me at all times, but
and who are they? Are they deceased relatives?
So some can be, yours are not.
Wait, you know who mine are?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So spirit guides. So for those of you that don't know, spirit guides are what we like to think are people that kind of like offer to guide you. These are the people that like help you make a right turn instead of a left, because if you made a left, you would have gotten into an accident. These are just like your daily like protectors of sorts. And sometimes when your loved ones cross over or pass away, whatever you want to think, they do kind of enter a spirit guide situation for you. But other times they just act as like your angels of of sorts. But it's not good or bad if they are you just have enough guides. You don't need any more. So if someone's crossed over, they don't necessarily need to take on that role. So I feel with you, your spirit guides at all times. So this is the other thing. If you believe in stuff like this, you need to be thanking them as much as you thank your deceased relatives or God or whatever you're doing, because they're the ones that like actually like get you through stuff. And they're just like,
But who are these people?
There are people that legit, like when they cross over, like offer.
They just like adopted me?
Yeah. So you have six.
Six? Yeah. Taryn.
And most of them are men. Okay. Like male energy.
That's what I normally get from people.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Yes.
Can you see mine?
Yeah, of course I can. I know so, how many so guys you have.
So even if Taryn is like on you know on the computer, you could see through the webcam.
It's not like a seeing thing. It's like an energy thing. Yeah. So right now we're all connected energetically. So when I speak, but I've picked up on them before and yours before. It's not like this is like, oh my God, the first time. No, like we've all done so. Oh. Should I not be reading that right now?
Caitlin's looking at
whatever. Sorry,
at comments for the future.
So
yeah.
Taryn has three, and there's nothing wrong with having six or three or two or one or like I have three too. Mm-hmm. But I believe that one of Taryn's is someone that's deceased, like someone with. But again, I'm not someone.
What's the most that you've ever seen with one person?
Guides.
Yeah.
Like 10.
10.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like I'm 24 years old and I love what I do. And I think everything that's happening to me is like very cool, but I'm like at a state right now where I want to just like pump the brakes a little. So even though I could feel if there's like someone deceased, like I'm not ready to like cross that bridge and be like, who are you? Like, tell me who you are and tell me how I can validate this. I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I'm a little freaked out.
Okay. Now, look, this is a thank you for sharing all this, because I know this is a lot.
I'm
for
opening
people.
Up.
You're opening up, and we're on the internet, and there's going to be people that are like, oh,
she's full of shit. I know.
Yeah. So I appreciate you going there with us, because this is fascinating.
Well, because honestly, the thing is, as much as there's going to be people that are like, she's full of shit, there's a lot of people that will find interest in this. And that's all I'm trying to do. Like, spread what I believe in. And, you know, it's honestly, you could believe in it or not. So many people don't. And that's so okay. But everything I do and my mindset is just based off of like love and positivity. So if you resonate with that, cool. Like, mm-hmm. that's all you need.
Okay. All right. So the best, everything that happened the week that you were on the block was it was so exciting, with the whole thing with Fessy, with that he was going to win the veto. Who was he going to use it on? I talked about it that night. That was like the best hour of television that I think I've ever seen of what's going on with Fessy using the veto. And, you know, was he going to use it on you? Yeah. Was he going to use it on Haley? How did that hurt when he did not use the veto on you? And you could tell that it was because he romantically wanted to be with Haley.
I still couldn't tell that. That was a thing, because I had always said to Fess, I was like, this would make so much sense to me if you told me you were like in love with her.
Yes.
Like, I would totally get it. But he never did. He'd be like, I'm friends with you and I'm friends with her. So it made, the reason why I was so sad is because it made me feel like he was just picking a friend over me. But I rewatch it and I'm like, this is actually kind of sweet. Like, he mm-hmm. loves the girl, like, which I would have totally I would have respected it. I still would have been pissed. Mm-hmm. But like, he never, ever once gave me any sort of insight that he like loved her or like really liked her. So I was just frustrated and confused by it. But now that I watch it, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
And you're rooting for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Love is great.
Yeah. It was so fun to watch, Taryn, that especially when Fessy called you the wrong name.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I remember that moment, but like not
being
enough.
Facetious, it was not fun. It was not fun for you.
No, it was not fun.
It was, yeah.
I was just, I remember being like so confused, because I just remember in that moment thinking, okay, like, I don't think I'm as close to him as I thought I was. So, mm-hmm. like, if this is just him picking one friend over another, something, like, he clearly has, like, a final two with her or something, but I just didn't even consider that he would like her like that, or, like, mm-hmm. just be, I don't know, it wasn't obvious to me. And we were all so close, so it wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it seems so obvious from, like, the viewer's perspective, but, yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. A lot of people are asking questions. I have questions from Facebook. They want to know what are the pros of living with JC? This is from Tim on Facebook.
So JC and I don't live together anymore, but some of the pros would be we're usually like on the same page as far as like what we want to do. So like, if we want to watch a movie, if we want to go get sushi, like, we're just like, it's just fun. It's very entertaining. It's very light. Those are some of the pros.
Were you worried when you lived with JC that he was going to try to make you get fat?
Oh my God, he definitely tried to make me get fat.
In the house or in real life?
In both.
Why does he try to
I think it makes him feel better.
Yeah.
Or his like lack of, because he like wanted to like diet really hard when he got out of the house. Mm-hmm. And his lack of eating made me want to eat more, because I was like, I'm just going to eat for both of us because this is too much. But yeah, no, he's out of control.
He's out of control. Taryn, please jump in with anything you want to get into.
Well, does JC always yell at you when he's doing podcasts, or is that just
a
one time?
He's screaming all the time at me. Like, he's legitimately always yelling at me.
is he like basically the same as he was in the house outside,
like the exact same? What you see on TV is exactly who he is.
Okay. Let's bring in questions from Twitter as well. That's what Caitlin was looking at before. Bring in a question from Stan's Funeral. Caitlin, are you coming back for Big Brother All-Stars?
Is there a Big Brother All-Stars?
I mean, every year we hear about, oh, this is going to be All Stars. This one's going to be All Stars. But it seems as though, I mean, they haven't done a full Big Brother All Stars since Big Brother 7. Was it 7 or 8? 7, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
And seven. I mean, they just haven't done it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they do it, I'm open to doing it. I think
it'd be a lot of Big Brother 20 at this point, you know, with the recency bias, especially. And there was a lot of big characters from your season.
Who can you see? Well, here's the thing, though. I think All Stars, I don't know what qualifies for being on All Stars, but let's face it, guys, like my game was not All Star behavior. My personality was. So if that's what they want to do, then maybe, but we'll see.
Okay.
Who do you think would get asked?
From Big Brother 20?
Yeah.
Well, I think you have to start certainly with you.
Thanks, okay. Rob. The support.
I think that Tyler would definitely be deserving of another shot, especially to see, you know, a la Paul. Could he then correct his game, or is he doomed to make the same mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of who are the shoe-ins.
I think Brett.
I think that Brett would be, you know,
because he was screwed over at the double, and he was so entertaining. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed JC on the show, and you know, I think that he would be fun to see him come back. Casey, I feel like that she won. I don't know what her story is for, you know, coming back.
I have a great idea. I think they need to do Big Brother where they only bring back pre-jurors.
Yeah, look, the pre-jurors tend to be the biggest characters. And I know we've talked about that a lot with Survivor about that. But in Big Brother, you know, the biggest personalities tend to be sort of like, you know, the tallest weed that gets cut down.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be
like, give us a chance. You know?
One of the most exciting seasons you could possibly.
I totally agree. And when you think about some of the pre-jurors throughout the past few years, they're just like, I mean, it could be really fun.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay. We'll see. Let's take a question here. This one is from Jack, Reality Jack on Twitter.
All right, Jack.
I was wondering what changes Caitlin would make to her gameplay if she returned for a future season. How would she want to play?
I would do everything differently, Jack. Thanks for asking. but the number one thing I would make sure that I do is stay loyal to a group and kind of talk everything over with them. So if I hear from someone else, you know, that you're talking smack about me or whatever, I need to go to the person in my group, stay loyal to the group, and not feel flip floppy.
But you did have people that you, I mean, I don't think that you had an issue with staying loyal to the people that you were loyal to.
I was always loyal to everyone in Fautai aside from Swaggy.
Mm-hmm.
I was. There was no part of me by getting rid of him that wanted to change my relationships.
And Tyler, you were always loyal to Tyler, right?
Right, yeah, but that just like doesn't count.
Well, he wasn't loyal back to you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know that loyalty was the issue, but I think that I had to look at the bigger picture, and it wasn't just about me and my game, it was about Fautai's game.
Mm-hmm.
And by getting rid of Swaggy, although, you know, it maybe benefited my game in a little way because level 6 was able to see, oh, she's kind of working with us. It didn't benefit my friends. It hurt them a lot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that just sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So like, something was part of that.
So something I was curious about, especially watching JC in the veto ceremony, I believe the following week, if Swaggy had said something to you before you actually put him on the block as the replacement nominee, like during the ceremony, sort of like how JC talked to Sam, mm-hmm. do you think he could have been able to talk you out of doing it in the moment?
100%.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm a very emotional person. You saw me. I was not okay with it. Like,
yeah, you barely even wanted to say the words.
I could barely say it. And there was, I'm not going to lie, there was a big part. So let's say nobody told me that Swaggy was like talking smack about me. What would I have done that week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was not going to put Winston and Brett up next to each other. I was too scared to make that move. But our whole side was talking about maybe getting rid of Angela because she was a physical threat. We saw her in the surfing competition at first. If none of that would have happened, I probably just would have put up Winston and Angela. It was an easy thing to do. If he had come at me kind of like JC did, I probably would have word vomited and put someone else up.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I would have pretended like to Tyler that like, I'm just going to be like, sorry, like I had to do it for my game and I heard you were lying. Like I would have just made some shit up.
Jessica Sterling on Facebook wants to know, what was something you found out that happened on your season that really shocked you?
Like while I was in the house?
Yeah, when you got out, what was something that you learned about?
Well, I mean, level six was not shocking to me. I had always known it was Brett, Winston, Angela, and Rachel as a thing, and Casey. Mm-hmm. I just had no idea Tyler was a part of it. So it was just really shocking to me because he made me feel like he really had my back, mm-hmm. which he didn't. So, yeah, that was weird.
Was that especially hurtful to learn that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was literally he became my best friend. So that was just really tough. We got so close. And yeah, it was a weird, weird feeling to know that his loyalty was somewhere else. Mm.
So something I talked about with JC was that for JC, Tyler was kind of like the one person that always seemed to be loyal to him all the way down until the end until, he wasn't. Yeah. Do you feel like was that sort of similar to why you trusted Tyler, or was there something else there? What was it about Tyler that got so many people to trust him?
I don't know. It's really weird because in the beginning, I think I trusted him immediately after his HOH week, because, you know, there were very few people that he was able to choose from to put on the block because, you know, we had that competition and there was only like six of us that he could pick. And he, right before the competition for HOH, he said to me, like, I have your back. Like, I'm not going to put you up if I win. And I said the same to him. And he followed through with it. And he never, ever made me an option. He said, Bailey or Sam or whatever he was saying, he totally had my back. So as soon as that happened, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I know I can trust him. I know he has my back. And then we just like got really close. So, I mean, everyone saw, but yeah, he was like my favorite person to hang out with. And then just to see that he did not reciprocate the same loyalty was annoying, but we're over it.
We're over it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Did you have to like have a conversation with him afterward? Like,
we haven't. No, he has not spoken to me about it yet. But mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully he does. Like, I know he's super busy. Him and Angela have so many like amazing things going on right now. So yeah. So I mean, I think he.
What would you say
to him?
Yes.
I want to kind of dig into his brain and what he was thinking every time he had a conversation, not just with me, but with everyone that he was saying he was loyal to and wasn't, or mm-hmm. like, was there a certain degree, or like, was our friendship actually real?
What was real?
What was real for you and what wasn't? Yeah, that's what I need to know. But I think eventually we'll have the conversation. I'm obviously like trying to have it because I've done nothing with my summer except for wonder why everyone was not loyal to me. But again, that conversation will come with time, and the time can be taken. He can take as much time as he wants.
Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
This isn't a pressing issue. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take another question from Twitter. This is the one from Ben. Caitlin, if you could only bring one person with you from Big Brother 20 to a new season, who would you bring?
I'm going to be honest. Well, there's two different. I could answer this differently. My heart and my personal, like, I would personally want to bring Rachel because I don't think we saw enough of her or like how funny she is mm-hmm. or anything like that. But if I have to do like from the views perspective, I would probably take Brett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brett, because Brett would be good TV.
People just love him.
Be fun to watch.
Yeah. And he has like a lot of fans and they'd be happy about it.
But would you be able to get along well with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
We would.
Okay.
I think Brett's a good choice. I feel like he'd take you on as an ally, yeah, and be loyal.
He better. I'll be so annoyed if he doesn't. And then he'd like laugh about it too after. He'd like totally backdoor me and be like, this is for the fight in the kitchen.
he would take all the credit for getting you too far if you made it far.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Yeah. This is a question from Mike Brett on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Does Caitlin have a favorite moment from before the feed started?
From before the feeds?
Yeah. And do you know when you're in the house? Okay, the feeds haven't started yet. We can be really crazy now.
Oh, yeah. They warned us when the feeds were coming on. Mm-hmm. A favorite moment from before the feeds. Well, before the feeds, JC and I were jumping on the HOH bed one night. And we came up, we started to realize that everything we do, this is the very beginning. So everything we do and everywhere we go, the cameras are going to follow us. And we were like, this is so weird that there are actually people like standing behind there, like following us. So we started calling the cameras, pretending it was like a dog. So we'd be like, come here, girl, like to the cameras. And we would call it, we were coming up with the name for the dog. So we'd call it America. So we were like, oh, we're talking to America. So we would like jump on the bed and be like, America, come here, girl, sit heel. We would just do that all the time. So that's when we came up with it. It was just one of those like really funny moments if you were there. Mm-hmm. If you were there.
Okay. Let me see. This is a question from Jeffrey Goldstein.
What's love.
You know
him? But that just sounds like, you know, a fellow Long Island Jew.
Yes.
Jeff Goldstein. Yes.
So what has been your favorite part of life outside the house? You've really taken all of the Big Brother fandom in stride.
Oh, thanks, Jeffrey. My favorite.
I don't know if he lives on Long Island.
He probably doesn't. I was making an assumption. Sorry for everyone that gets offended by that, but.
He's in the tri-state area.
I can almost guarantee that him and I would get along. So, Jeffrey, my favorite part of coming out of the house has been the people. Honestly, with all the hate that there is, there's so many people that reach out to me and say, I totally resonate with what you're talking about. I've been waiting for someone on television to be talking about the things that you do because people really have never seen someone like me on TV. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just to hear how I've impacted someone's life or they've started meditation or yoga just because of what I do has been so special. And that's been really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you're so interesting because I feel like that, you know, so much of the Big Brother fandom is it's all couples.
Yeah.
That almost every single notable Big Brother person is a couple.
Yeah.
You're your own person.
I'm flying solo, guys.
You're flying solo. You're doing it.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing my best. So hop on board, guys.
hop on board. Let me see. Which Real Housewives franchise is the best? That's from Meg Quinn.
Oh, my God. Meg Quinn. So I'm addicted to all of them. But if I have to choose the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Do you watch a lot of reality TV?
I don't. I watch a lot of Bravo.
A lot of Bravo.
And although I've been hearing that I need to get into 90 Day Fiance on TLC, I'm hearing very extraordinary things about that show. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm like obsessed. It's more of like, it's a lifestyle. Like it is, I feel like they're my friends and I need to keep up.
Okay. This is a question from Caleb Daughtry, who says, did Caitlin get to meet Dr. Will at the finale? And if so, what color was his aura?
I don't remember anything about his aura, but I do know that it was for 1 second. We all got into a group photo and he was just so like everything I'd want him to be. Like he gave me a kiss on the cheek and was like, hey, Caitlin, like you were great this summer. And I was like, that's all I needed. So. Mm-hmm.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows
what time it is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. He was just like, love you. Like, you were great.
Game recognized game.
Yeah, he did not recognize my game. He was just being polite.
Well, in terms of that, you know, he was great TV as well.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I knew him a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of the rare people who is a, you know, a great game player and then also can make great television.
Do you think he'd come back for All Stars?
I think that he, if it was Celebrity Big Brother, I think that might be interesting to him.
Yeah.
Where it's 3 weeks. But I don't think that he would ever be interested in doing the 99-day slog that is the regular Big Brother season. But I think that if they came to him about Celebrity Big Brother, I think that might be interesting to him.
Yeah, that's true. Hope so.
We'll see. We'll see. Matt Gill wants to know, who do you want to see on Celebrity Big Brother? I mean, you're following all these Bravo people. You're very well versed in the celebrity culture.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see any of the Housewives come back. I thought Brandi Glanville killed it. She was just really entertaining. So if any of them come, that would be awesome. I also like the idea of Jonathan Bennett being on because he's just everywhere these days. He played Aaron Samuels on Mean Girls. He has his like cookbook out. Like, I don't know. I just like his whole thing. So
and you're going to watch it.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it.
And you're going to talk with us about it.
I would, absolutely. But I would also really like to see, like, Flava Flav.
Yes. Well, he did this real life.
It would be really cool.
Yeah. Why, are you a big Flava Flav fan?
No, not at all. But, like, I just think it would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get, like, very random people. I wish Bobby Moynihan would do it, but he's not going to.
I ran into him at Sirius XM a couple of weeks ago, and he said he was there at the finale with you guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, he was so funny. Like, we hung out for so long, and he just made the funniest joke. He was just so funny. Him and his wife, both of them were amazing. And I was like, "You have to do celeb," and he's like, "Not a shot.
Not a shot. He wouldn't want to do it.
Oh no. He said, he was like, "I like watching you guys, but I'm never gonna do it."
He doesn't want to do it, but you'd like to see him.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's great.
Okay. All right. Let's take another question. Yeah. This is from Mike, who says, "Caitlin, how far do you think you could have gone if you went back into the game?" So let's talk about this. Yeah. So you did the puzzle. It was a stupid puzzle.
Yeah.
We hate the puzzle.
Hate.
But if you would have gotten back in, then Bailey became the HOH. Would she have put you back up on the block? Would you have gone right back out the door?
It doesn't matter, because supposedly, allegedly, I would have been safe that week. A part of the puzzle thing was, if I made the puzzle, they would not be allowed to put me on the block.
Oh, you would have gotten immunity.
Yeah. So that was a part of it. Yeah, yes. that was a part of it, which obviously I didn't know until I got off.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly that's how it would have been, because it would have been easy for them to just throw me back up. But it would have been me sitting pretty.
Because that really screwed up the season, because then they had to do the double eviction.
If I can maybe
so bold.
Please.
Because I felt like that the season, once we got to because we had to do a double eviction for some reason, we got to where Scotty came back into the house.
Yeah.
And then there was some intrigue up until the point that Scotty came back in. And with all due respect to Scotty, that was where things really started to slow down at that point. The return of Scotty back into the game, and then
him just like leaving immediately.
It was super uneventful.
Yeah.
Scotty's return to the game. But if we could have had, instead of that, more Caitlin in the house.
I agree. I would have delivered.
It gets me upset to even talk about it, Taryn.
But I can't even imagine, because let's paint the picture, guys.
Mm.
Let's say I do complete the puzzle, okay? Everything's great. Complete the puzzle with like 10 seconds left.
Fireworks.
Everyone's confused and excited and emotional, and my parents are worried, and great.
We love it.
Love. But then I'm safe for the next week. But I find out JC is the one that voted to keep me, and it wasn't even to be nice. Like, it was just, you know, to mess everyone up.
Yeah.
None of my friends voted to keep me. I mean, I would have just been, okay, all right. But I also think with that, I would have excluded myself for the week. And I think a few other people, Brett, perhaps, I think he's smart enough. I even think Rachel would have been smart enough. I think they would have come to me seeing that I basically have no one, and would have tried to formulate some sort of separate alliance situation with me, because my back was against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would have lasted like pretty long, like at least till, I don't know, I think I could have made final six.
Taryn, is that your assessment as well?
Yeah, I mean, especially if she's safe the week that Bailey is HOH, Bailey was the one that was really going to be gunning for her the most that I can think of. So if things kind of play out similarly, I don't really see a spot where they're going to waste, knowing that level six, you know, this group of people, they don't know they're called level six, but knowing that there's this group of people they need to take a shot at. I know they wanted to, Caitlin and, or sorry, Haley and Bailey, they wanted to take a shot at Caitlin, but I don't think they would have after Bailey's HOH.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have.
After getting, you know, getting Rachel out, and then, I think she would have been in there for a while. I really do.
Thanks, Taryn.
Yeah.
You always have my back.
He does.
Yeah.
Because you came out of the house, and then you saw the work that Taryn did over the summer. You were very impressed with Taryn and the coverage that Taryn did.
Yeah, because I didn't even know anything like that existed.
Yeah.
And
we invented it.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. The fact that I didn't have to like really watch shows or I watched the shows, but the live feeds, I was not watching that.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I could just kind of like pop in for a second and hear like what was important was pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. This is from Randy Newpel, who says, please do a rapid fire word association game with her. Give her a house guest name and have her say the first word that comes to her mind.
Okay.
You can do that?
Yeah, why not?
How are you doing on time? You need to run?
I have literally nowhere to
be. Okay. All right. So why don't we go in order and you tell us the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
Summer of Steve 2018.
Sorry. That's literally the first
thing. Let me just stop there for a second. So we talked about swaggy, but when Steve got out of the house, was he upset with you also?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole family.
Yeah, the whole family. Yeah. Right. Because there was a thing, right, on Twitter where one of like the cousins was being very mean.
Very mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we didn't like that.
Mm-mm.
And have you and Steve...
We had a conversation. We had a conversation before finale.
Does Steve live on Long Island?
He lives in Jersey.
Because he goes, but he has Stony Brook.
No, he has Westchester.
Westchester.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like a Stony Brook. No, it's a Westchester, like SUNY Westchester, whatever. Okay. We had a conversation before finale just to kind of like clear the air before I saw him, which was just me reaching out and he accepted. So that was nice. But you could tell he was obviously a little distant at finale, which was fine. But it's so sad to think about, honestly, because I loved my time with him. Like, I really, like, I'd call him
you
dad.
He was like your dad.
No, I literally called him dad in the house. Like, he was. But when you're told that if I vote to evict Sam, my whole side's going to get in trouble. I hated that I was even in that position, but I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, he had to go. And then I won HOH, which was bizarre. But yeah, I just felt really bad.
What about Sam?
What's the first word that comes to my mind? I'm like drawing a blank. Yeah. Welder.
Is Sam doing okay?
I think so. Like, I don't speak with
her.
Because
we, not to speak out of school, but we, watched her on the show. And I think that a lot of us, and Taryn documented this along the way, that there was a lot of concern about Sam's well-being in the house and, how she was going to, adjust to the outside world.
Yeah.
But yeah, we haven't seen her anywhere.
I had like a brief exchange with her on Instagram the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, it seems like she's doing well. It seems like she's just getting back to the things that she likes. It seems like she has a very wholesome life and, she's used to what she's used to. And that's really that. But I would like to have a longer conversation with her at some point. But she's just adjusting.
Because you were not happy with what she charged you with in the house.
It wasn't. Here's the bottom line. There was truth to what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
There was. So, but I didn't like
that you were the opposite of female empowerment.
That was not true.
Okay.
There was truth to her saying you need attention from the guys and this and that. She was right.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no truth to her saying that I'm far from women's empowerment and that I'm being disrespectful to the men in the house. So, the whole thing was just very confusing.
That's all you're about.
Yeah, that's literally all I'm about. So it was very confusing, but I also know to a certain degree that there was some deflection.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to talk to her about it someday because I'd like to, sweep that under the rug.
Okay. What about Rockstar?
Colorful.
Colorful.
Yeah.
Who else, Taryn? Who haven't we touched on tonight?
Haley.
Haley.
Smart.
She should come back for an All-Stars also. I didn't say her before.
Yeah, she's so smart.
In like a year or two.
See, I think even like more than, I think when she's like 25, think how like mature she is now at 21. Like, I don't know. I think she's really great.
Okay. Let me see. I have so many things that we've been waiting.
Being nice?
So many things we've been waiting to ask you about and talk to you about. I want to play you a clip, and then I want you to explain to me what you're talking about here. Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right. Here we go.
Funny, because guess who's in power? I am, and I'm a little f-ing girl with a big dick, and I'm
What does that mean?
Wait, I didn't hear any. Like, I couldn't tell what was going on.
Okay.
Why don't you explain it to me?
Okay, you said you were, I forget who you're talking to. I believe that's a clip from the live feed. You said, I'm a little effing girl with a big, you used a swear word for a male genitalia.
Wait, what?
Because guess who's in power? I am. And I'm a little f***ing girl with a big d***. And I'm
you know what?
Shut
you know
what?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
Guys.
You don't
like,
know.
What the f***?
Okay.
I don't know what. I can't even defend the context.
Well, like, we're not asking you to defend it. We just curious to know.
I don't know what. I'm maybe that meant like I'm just a small girl that's really in charge right now.
Yes.
And in power and taking control.
And taking control.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. Wow.
This is why you're so interesting.
I really have a way with words, guys.
You're so colorful.
Poetic.
Yes. That's what we love. We love you so much.
Okay.
And let's see. This is a question. What was your reaction to seeing your Big Brother comic? That's from Mike Brett.
It was funny, but it was like it was funny and it was cool. But like it was fine.
Well, what did they say?
It's the spirit guide. I think
felt like that they were making fun.
I was on the bird.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I thought it was like cute and clever and like whatever. But like, can we just like lay off? Because when I was like called to the diary room to talk about it, because I never thought that that would make the show when they were like, so you saw the bird today. And I was like, the way I was talking about it, I was like, this is just so cool. Like, I asked for a sign. I got the sign. We never see wildlife or anything in the backyard. Like, this is dope that I got this sign. And it was just turned into like a mockery. Like a mockery of my deceased grandfather.
Right.
So like, yeah, I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, you know, you can handle it, but that was in poor taste.
Yeah. Poor taste. But again, we get it.
Yeah. All right. Mike's on. On Facebook, wants to know, is Caitlin still a fan of The Back Door? Do you remember saying this?
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and The Back Door.
I want to make it so clear that...
Yes, please.
Okay, please. Now, when you rewatch the show, and like we talk about like my storyline and the attention I need from men, that was too much. When I said it, like, I thought it was, like, really funny because I came up with it myself. I was like, this is funny and clever and just, like, a cute little, it'll make the audience laugh.
Yes.
Now when we watch it and we put it into context, I am next level embarrassed, but, like, it was still funny.
It was still funny. It was still funny. Look, the people.
I think it was funny.
The people that you know, get it. They
get it. They appreciate them.
You know, we're having fun. It's Big Brother.
Yeah, it was funny.
We're talking about house guests only dating.
House guests only dating.com.
Can I ask you about this? What is your dating situation right now? Do you not want to talk about it?
So obviously, when I got off the show, I was single. We knew. Everyone knows. Great.
Do you want to talk about that at all?
I mean, everyone pretty much knows it was what it was. I got off the show. My relationship had ended. And yeah, like that was for the best because, you know,
everything's for the greater good.
For the greater good. It sucked. And I was really upset by the people I heard from it. But I needed to spend some time alone for a little bit. And
do you have any regret about going on the show because it ended your romantic relationship?
I am under the belief that you end up with the person that you're meant to be with.
Okay.
So clearly we were not meant to be anyway. I think going on the show probably prevented what could have been like an early engagement that would have ended anyway. I think that it would have ended anyway. So no, I don't regret it. I am so upset and apologetic with like the way that it happened for him and his family.
Right.
That I am devastated with. That being said, no, it's okay. So since that, I decided I need to spend some time alone. But then there was just a fella that came into my life that I'm really fond of.
Okay.
So
and so you are spoken for.
I'm spoken for, yeah.
Okay. And this person is a name that people might know or not know.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're being coy.
I feel like a lot of people know about it.
Yeah. So are we allowed to talk about that? Because I see online that you are with Derek from Big Brother Canada 6.
Yeah. We and are.
That's fake news, or that's or
no,
that's,
it's
that's
real.
True.
It's real news. Okay. When
but he lives in Canada.
Yeah, he lives in Vancouver, so hopefully that isn't an issue. But
did you watch Big Brother Canada 6?
I didn't, but now I am.
Now you're you're going.
I'm
back
obsessed
and
with them.
You're going back and watching it.
Yeah, a lot of them are like my good friends now, like Paris and Allie and Johnny. Like I love them all
because you met them in Vegas.
I met them. Well, we connected before Vegas, now, but
are you friends with Kayla?
No.
Okay.
I'm not friends with Kayla. She said some not nice things about me on Twitter.
Yes, which was uncalled for.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, not friends with her, although I wish her well. Mm-hmm. And
now, hold on. Now, are you trying to? Because you know, I'm your biggest fan.
I know.
But what I'm worried about here, yeah. and I don't know this Derek from anything. Seemed like Taryn. I heard Taryn talk about him every day. Seemed like a fine young man.
Although Derek did say to tell Taryn that he was super. Like obsessed with your like 2-hour review of like his gameplay. He listened to all of it. And he like was like obsessed with you for like a hot minute.
But are you in some way, are you looking to create this Big Brother, whether it's Nicole and Victor or that, no. You know, does every Big Brother person, is it like musical chairs that you need to be in a showmance?
No, not at all, actually. And that's why I'm like kind of coy about it because I didn't expect this. I didn't want this. Like, I never asked for this.
Yes.
And we just connect so well. And we have a lot in common and just similar beliefs. And he does a lot of the same kind of like self-help work that I do in his daily life. So, no, it has nothing to do. If I was trying to do this for like the attention and the showmance, I probably would have gone for someone in America and maybe a little bit more like famous than Derek.
Right. And
So it's not for that.
And there's no name for you guys yet.
No,
right?
No.
There's no like
Derek with a Y.
Wait, what'd you say?
Derek with a Y?
No, guys, there's none Darren. Of that.
There's no Gatelyn or anything like that.
Okay. I mean, you can call us whatever you want.
I mean, you should come first also.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah. So I don't know what that
Carrick?
Looks like.
Yeah. I hate that.
Okay, good. Well, I want nothing but the best for you.
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. But thank you. You know, you're an open book.
Yeah, no, I will talk about anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the cameos going?
Obsessed. I have.
Who's obsessed? I'm obsessed or
yeah,
you're
no,
obsessed?
You're I'm obsessed with how obsessed you are with cameos.
Yeah. Well, I love it because I love reality TV.
Yeah.
You know, I've made this my life's work to follow this stuff. And then I have this, curiosity with what everybody is doing.
I think it's really cool because for a few different reasons. One, for the fans, like the fact that you could just drop by and get something from me and keep it and. I just like it's nice for them, but also like it's a really great way for us to have some sort of engagement with you and make a little bit from it.
No, it's
so
nice.
Like it's great. Like love Cameo, great company. I'm here for it.
Well, look, we love it too, and we had a lot of fun with seeing what everybody was up to all summer long.
You could be on Cameo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know necessarily if that's my thing. Like, I don't want to talk to people for 30 seconds. I want to talk to people for 2 hours.
Yeah, no, I got that. But
you
I do
got
too.
A lot of day ones.
Get a lot of day ones. Yeah, I need for my ride or die. So like, I want to really, get to know them.
But it's still
not enough for me.
Yeah, but like, it's still like a little taste for them.
Yes.
It's not about you and what you want. It's about them.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Let's take another question. Okay. This is from Brett. Brett on Twitter. And he wants to say, what's the weirdest question you've gotten from a stan online? Is stan an offensive word?
No.
That's okay to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the weirdest question?
Are there Caitlyn stans?
Yeah.
They are. And what are they called?
Caitlyn's cult.
Is it cult with a K? What do they do? What do they talk about?
They have my back.
Yes.
Like they just like love everything about me.
And if somebody went online and was like, "Oh, I hate Caitlyn."
They go for that.
They just destroy.
They don't
them.
Just
like,
no,
like
no,
piranha.
They do like what they do is so funny because now they like pick up on my things. But they're like kind of being condescending about it, but it's still so funny. So someone will write something bad about me and they'll be like sending prayers, like love and light.
Yes.
Like, so
no, I love that. I feel
it's
like
so funny.
That's the best because there's no when you say love and light, somebody, what can they come back?
Exactly,
and say?
Exactly. But like when I say it, I mean it. When they say it, they're like trying to be like shady. They're like love and light, like
love and light.
But
and
no,
light.
They're so good because
you have so much branding.
Yeah, I do.
It's so great. I can't believe we're here with Caitlin Herman, Taryn.
Love and light.
He's
and
over light. It. Taryn's
over it. No, he's not.
How could you say that, Caitlin?
He's just like moved on.
No.
Emotionally, spiritually, financially.
What?
Financially?
Just coming up with all the words that have me at the end.
Okay.
What are people saying now?
Let's see.
Someone said something so nice.
What'd they say?
Jimmy Owens. Caitlin is so sweet to everyone. Not sure who would dislike her.
Yeah. Why would anybody dislike you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Are you friends with other Big Brother players that weren't from Big Brother 20?
Yeah. A ton. Especially because when you get off the show, they're so nice and they like want to make sure you're okay.
And you're friends with Josh Martinez.
Love
that
him.
I know that we had him on the podcast during, and then like, when as soon as he got off, he was like, hey, look, I'm FaceTiming with Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. No, we're like good friends, but he's away right now.
He's away right now. Speaking of being away, Mike Zahn wants to know, would Caitlin go on the challenge? Now, a lot of people from Big Brother, they end up going to go beyond this, you know, cockamamie challenge. Would you want to do something like that?
I don't know.
Is that the right vehicle for you? Because there's a lot of fighting.
Yeah, it's not the right. Let me tell you something. It's definitely not the right vehicle for me.
You're a little girl with a big you know what, and you're going to F-S up. But
oh God,
I don't know if that's right for you, the challenge.
It's not. I say this with a lot of respect.
With love and light.
With love and light. But I actually think that I have a lot more coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that.
You need your own show.
Correct.
Yes.
I need my own situation where I can talk about my own things. Like, I don't, as much as I appreciate that show, who knows, never say never, but it just doesn't feel like energetically like the right
It's so
thing.
Crazy. Who can follow what's going on? And look, it's great for some people, but that's just not
it
your
scene. It doesn't
seem
like
scene.
My vibe. No.
It's not your scene. You have to, you know, you're fist fighting, everybody's getting drunk.
No, it's not me.
Yeah.
I would do Big Brother again, or I would do Race or Survivor. I don't think I can see myself going to MTV is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're not going to make the leap.
No.
Okay. Survivor would be interesting.
I would love to do it.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of people that I've spoken to about, like, Caitlin, you should do Survivor, have said, we want to see you do Survivor because simply we just want to see how you handle yourself, like when you have to go to the bathroom or like when you want something to eat. We just want to see Caitlin under stress. Like what happens with me when I'm in that situation? So I think it would be so fun. And honestly, I like the idea of challenging myself. So
Should I look at my Twitter mentions or no?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let me see if people are enjoying.
We should do like one of those
not.
Episodes like from like, what is it? Like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, where they read the mean tweets.
Yeah.
With like the music in the background.
Okay, let's see. Sean Gorley wants to say, what does Caitlin do when she starts to have a conversation with someone who has a dark aura? Well, now, would you even have a conversation with them or is it?
That's not like a thing.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't see people, like nobody has like a dark aura. There are just some people whose auras I don't maybe like resonate with or I can't figure out, but no. It's
okay.
Not like that, guys.
Brent is on Twitter and he said, Rob, you're missing a huge opportunity to have Caitlin complete a 6-piece puzzle against your kids. Now, do you get sick of the puzzle jokes?
Yes, but not that one.
Yes.
That would be so fun.
Oh, you want to do that? I mean, I think that, let me see. They might be in bed soon. But you can come.
Sometime, yeah.
But we're that, you know. Neighbors. Not to, so people like can find us. But
we're close.
Where we actually, we live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, if I walked, it would be 15 minutes.
Not only that, Caitlin, she has a close friend that lives on the same block as my mom on Long Island.
Guys, isn't that crazy?
It's
my
like
college roommate.
We're so connected.
We are so connected. It's like it was meant to be.
We're meant to be. And you're my favorite person ever.
Am I really?
I mean, outside,
are you doing
outside
this
of
for
my,
the
no,
podcast?
No, I mean, outside of my immediate family.
Sure, like sure.
My favorite reality TV person.
Do you mean it?
Yeah. Am I lying, anybody?
No, it's not lying.
What have I not said this all year?
He talks about it all the time.
Have I not said enough?
Yeah, you are the Khaleesi of reality television, as far as I'm concerned.
I just hope that you are, like, you think this is enough. Like, me in person, like, is it what you wanted to be?
It's been amazing. It's been, I hope that people have really enjoyed this interview, because I feel like that we have, is there anything that we haven't gotten to?
I don't know, guys. Do you think that there's something we haven't gotten to?
Okay.
What has life been like post Big Brother? Like, just like, what have you been up to?
Here's one thing that's really weird. I'll like go to Target and I'll be buying water bottles, and then just the people that come up to me, like, that's so weird. Like, I just doing my
what do they say? They say, oh my god, are you Caitlin?
Yes, but then there's some people that like don't say anything, but they'll just look at me, and then they'll look at their phone and look at me and look at their phone and look at me, and then I'll just like, you have to like confirm, so you just kind of go like,
mm-hmm.
yes, and then they're like, oh my god, like, you were so good. And I don't know. They're just very sweet. No one is ever rude in person, except for one guy at the finale, which was bizarre.
But there was a rude person at the finale?
This guy asked to take a picture, and I was like, oh my god, yeah. And like, we take the picture, and then I was like, were you a fan? And he's like, I gotta be honest with you, not at all. I didn't like you at all. I thought you played a terrible game. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But then wait until after you got the picture.
Yeah, I was, that I just thought was a little weird, but okay. Whatever.
Here, let me give you I have a voicemail for you.
I'm nervous. Okay?
So don't be nervous. This is from one of our listeners, Jenny. She was on the live feed update with Taryn. You may have seen her on Tuesdays. Here's a question from Jenny.
Okay.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Caitlin. It's Jenny Autumn calling from Canada. Caitlin, we know that you are a very spiritual person and that you believe in energy and auras. But I was wondering if you were also into astrology, because if so, we didn't really get to hear a lot about that. And if you are, did learning the other players' signs play into your perceptions of them at all? And I wanted to know if you think that there are particular signs that have traits that lend themselves well to the game of Big Brother. Also, just want to add that Caitlin is a Taurus sun, Libra moon, and I read up on that sun-moon combo, and it is absolutely Caitlin to a T, and that is a compliment. Okay, I'm done being weird now. Love you both. Bye.
Okay, see?
That was really cute. I love that.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I'm not into astrology at all. Like, a lot of people are, and they talk about the signs and this and that. I've just never been...
Not your thing.
It's not that it's not my thing. I just don't know enough yet. Like, mm-hmm. I can only take so much at a time. Like, mm-hmm. I do the weird spirit stuff and I pick up on that, but I haven't done enough astrology work to know. I just know enough about what I am as a Taurus, and I don't really care about anybody else. But mm-hmm. I think eventually there will come a time where I do get into it. I just need a good teacher, truthfully.
It's not your thing. How's your meditation going?
It's going really well. I stopped for a bit after the show. It was like, I couldn't meditate for like 4 weeks after the show.
What do you do, transcendental meditation?
I don't do TM, but okay. I do Kundalini.
Yes.
And I think I spoke about that a few times on the show, but it was really difficult to get back into it when I got off the show, just because I was having problems like focusing and my head was just in a million different places. But now I'm back to practicing every day. So that's been really nice for me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. With that question from Jessica, Scott, we got that one earlier on. Let's see. Amy Cook wants to know, since your new roommate, but he's not your roommate anymore, JC, decided not to go back to dancing, are you offering life coaching services to him? That's a question from Amy on Facebook. JC doesn't need your life coaching, right?
He definitely is going through like his own stress, like everybody does after the show. No, I don't want to be his coach. I want to be his friend and there for him as a friend. And he knows he can always come to me for anything, but he's doing good.
But you and JC, you guys are very different people from very different backgrounds, but you guys are so different, but there's no clash there.
No, it's we're literally like brother and sister. So we fight like cats and dogs, but at the end of the day, like, we're over it in 4 seconds. We're smiling, we're laughing. He's one of my best friends. Like, And truthfully, he's gone through his own stuff in his life, and I'm able to see like the beauty in him and his path. And I love watching him through this journey. I love him.
Okay.
Do your friends typically like go to you for advice and stuff? Like, are you sort of like the therapist?
Yes.
Or life coach?
Yes and no. Like, they know to come to me for kind of positive reinforcement. they know not to come to me if they're just going to vent and like, and say like a woe is me kind of thing. Cause that I will tear them apart and be like, you're better than this. Like, and
that's not what you're about.
Yeah, exactly. So they know.
Okay. This is a question from Tim on Facebook. He wants to know, what are your favorite things about Taryn?
I like how like kind of timid he is.
Yes. Look,
I think that's a
front, Caitlin.
Why?
I saw him that do karaoke, stand up comedy.
Maybe he just needs a cocktail.
Podcast every day.
Well, look, Caitlin rejected me in LA. I was like, hey, I'm in LA, let's hang out. And she was like, no, I'm too busy.
That legitimately didn't happen. but I appreciate everything you're saying. Okay. I was going to come to your birthday and then I was dealing with them personal.
That's that's okay. So. It meant so much to me that you even considered it.
Oh, I was there. Maybe that's what, Taryn, are you sure it wasn't you that was like, Caitlin's very likely not going to come on the podcast because she bailed.
Well, I told him that you didn't come to his birthday. Okay. I was very excited for you to come to his birthday.
I know. It looked like so much fun.
The fact that you considered going to it. And that yes. I was like, what? Caitlin Herman was almost came here?
Enough.
Taryn, am I lying about this?
Nicole
ask
too.
Nicole.
Like,
ask Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole was like, "Oh, Rob is gonna love
this." She showed me her. I said, "You were texting with Caitlin."
Yes, we're close. Yes. We're very close.
All right, Francis on Twitter. She said, "Miss Caitlin, you are one of the most self-aware young ladies ever known. Props to you. Keep up your awesome attitude. You will go far. #authentic."
I love that. Thank you. Real recognizes real. Thanks, Francis. Yes. You are the boss.
Okay. Let me see. Let's do one more question. This is from the great Laura Olson wants to say, what life lessons have you learned that you can share with us since gaining fame? And when are the daily inspirational emails coming back? Tell her I love the one that I got.
So let's start with the emails. So many of you signed up for my emails that like the website
broke the server
crashed and I'm working on it. I just like, you would think I have like this team of professionals behind me, but I absolutely don't. I'm just, you know, a regular girl. So I'm working on it. I'm doing my best. And any life lessons since coming off the show, guys, I'm still 24. Like this isn't, as a life coach, the one thing that I need to make it very clear that a life coach does not give you advice. I will never, ever, ever give my clients advice. I don't know it all. I don't claim to know it all. Mm-hmm. I went through a program to learn how to ask questions to make you realize that you have the answers. I don't have them. Mm-hmm. But with my intuition, I'm able to kind of point you in the right direction. That being said, a big life lesson that I learned is to listen to your intuition and listen to your gut feelings because it is always correct. So even if you're in a situation like Big Brother, which is not normal, or you're with your friends or you're out, or, you know, you're making a big decision based on work, like your gut is always right. So don't second guess it, follow it, listen to it, and you will always be on the right track.
Yeah. You grew up on Long Island.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Plainview JFK High School. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to Oneonta.
Okay, yes. I went to Oswego.
Did you?
Yeah, well, you and I, were on these...
Stop.
You know, parallel
we are
trajectories.
Just the SUNY kids.
And then you came to Los Angeles for what? What was it? Did you...
I started my business. I quit. I went to school for music industry. I thought I was going to be like the next Ari Gold, like entourage, like boss agent, like in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I got a great job out of college. I was, you know, in a music management company in Union Square. Like I really had it all going for me. And I kind of made my way up really quick. And then I realized this is not aligned with who I am at all. Mm-hmm. So I stopped, signed up for my coaching certification program. I just kind of had this moment where I was like, I need to be serving people. Coaching seemed like the right fit, got into it. Started my business, got a few clients, moved out to LA. Simply, I had a boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. I had a family. They were all just like, what do you mean you're going to LA?
Your boyfriend in New York.
Yeah. Like I had dated him for, you know, 4 years and and I was like, guys, I got to go to LA. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, something's telling me to go to LA. I'm going to LA. So They did.
Now, we've seen the videos of you doing your singing with your with your a cappella.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Do you ever consider doing anything else with, I know you studied music, but do you ever consider performing?
No, that was honestly just like a fun thing I did in school as like an extracurricular. I'm not like freaking Beyonce here. It's just like a cute little thing I did for fun.
Okay. All right. I have a researcher who did some research before this podcast that talked about how you said that you sleep with your eyes open. Is that true?
Some nights I do. I mean, I don't know every night, but I've been told that I definitely have my eyes open from time to time at night.
Does that have anything to do with that you sleep with your eyes open and that you're also connected to? Well, yes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Tell me the research. Give me the facts.
I don't know. I only know what you've said in the past.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's related to anything. I haven't done enough.
Okay.
Research.
All right. Taryn, anything else with Caitlin Herman?
I think we're good until she comes on the Taryn Show and we have a much more in-depth conversation.
Go and do a real deep dive into everything with Taryn?
Yeah. Where?
Well, on a podcast.
You guys would schedule it for another time.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want us to schedule now.
I mean, you feel for. I mean, I could listen to you read the phone book, but
when are you free, Caitlin? Next couple of days.
Where are you based, Taryn?
I'm in Boston. See,
I'll be in Boston.
Oh, will you?
Yes, I'm going to go see Brett, and we have like a thing going on in the middle of November. We'll have to do something. We'll have to have a little rendezvous.
Yes, and right. Taryn, have you recorded an episode of the Taryn Show in person?
I have not. That would be a first.
Yeah, he doesn't want me in his space. I understand.
Is that true, Taryn?
No.
Okay.
See, she's always I didn't respond to a text right away because I didn't see it, and she was like, "Whoa, I get it. Too busy."
That's exactly how.
Well, I mean, come on, Taryn.
I mean, it's just he claims to be such a fan.
Okay.
Rob would answer immediately.
Yes. I didn't see the text.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is so great. That's so nice that you're in the area.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe we could get coffee sometime.
Yeah, I'm down whenever you're down. I don't have a lot of friends out here, so.
Yeah, because I have so many like things that I want to bounce off of you. That,
yeah.
That's such a resource.
But we'll talk.
You were so great on the show, and you really brought the thing to it because ultimately who cares who won it? You sure your bank account is great, but a couple of years later, nobody remembers that. But just the day to day excitement that you give people a reason to had a long day at work. Oh, but I can't wait to see what Caitlin's up to tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I mean, for those of you
it means a lot to people.
I know that. I know. I remember like just even watching myself.
Because
like,
if the show's not entertaining, guess what? Then the show gets canceled.
Exactly.
Then nobody has a reason to watch the show.
I'm glad I could do that for you guys.
Yes. You give us so much to talk about. Let me talk about what else is coming up here on Rob's Podcast. Caitlin, I know you don't watch Survivor, but really.
No, but I need to.
Check it out. You meet all these survivors and you can know what's going on. I talked with the great T-Bird Cooper on the Survivor Podcast this week. So go ahead, check that out. Very fun interview with T-Bird. Might be catching up with T-Bird tomorrow if she got a hold of Terry Dietz. Of course, the RHAP B&B, Mike and Liana playing some games, getting into everything after episode number 5 of Survivor. Why blank? Lost, find out why the latest Survivor got voted out, according to David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis. And then in this very studio, Bradley Kleige was here on Saturday. We got into everything from the Survivor feedback show as well. Very fun with Bradley. Full video of that is up as well. And then, of course, the Wiggle Room recorded. It is edited. I got to post it right after the podcast. Very fun Wiggle Room this week with Josh Wiggler. He's a nice guy. You'd like him.
I cannot wait. Is that the one that was on, that was in School of Rock?
yeah, he was on School of Rock.
Can I just
say? Schneebly.
He was, okay. So the other day, Adam Klein put up an Insta story. Like, he was somewhere, whatever, watching the show.
In Reno with me.
Right. I see this. And have you ever seen the show Lost?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you like that show?
Like, deeply obsessed.
Interesting. So, yeah, I think that you've won over so many fans tonight.
I'm deeply obsessed with Lost. But I binged it all last year. Great. What is his name? I thought he was the guy from Lost.
Ben Linus.
I thought yes. he was Ben Linus.
That's what Werner from Survivor South Africa tweeted.
I was literally like, oh my God, Ben on Lost is now on Survivor. My life is made. But this is easy for him because he was on Lost and like
Michael Emerson, right?
I would love to meet this guy, Ned Schneebly. Like, are you kidding me? Very famous.
So you would want to meet him because he was from School of Rock or Lost?
He wasn't from Lost, but I want to meet him because I think he was from Lost and mm-hmm. I just love the School of Rock.
And you have a lot of Survivor friends also. I'm not your only Survivor friend.
No, yeah, I have Adam a Klein. Few. I love Figgy.
Figgy.
Oh
yes.
My God, my favorite.
Who else?
Who else do I know from Survivor?
Chrissy Hoffbeck.
Love. She is so kind. She was mm-hmm. so kind to me when I met her. She's a doll. What's her name? Kellen?
Kellen from last season.
Like her a lot. Yeah. She reaches out from time to time and she's so sweet. She always says, if I need a place to stay in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I don't know, but Figgy's my girl.
Okay.
And Adam's sweet.
All right. And then also, let me, last couple of things, Survivor Know-It-Alls. We've got, you know, it's going to be Halloween on Wednesday. So do you have a costume?
I like need to decide immediately.
What are you thinking?
I can't. Like
you
I
can't.
I just don't know.
All right. Do we need people to send you suggestions?
Yeah, yeah. Guys, can you please tweet at me?
Taryn, what about like a loofah?
No, thanks. I don't want to do a loofah.
Okay.
I think Angela should do it. Like that would be funny.
Why not?
Yes.
Yeah, guys, can you tweet at me some suggestions for Halloween costume? Also, follow me on Instagram because after my hacking,
So what happened? Tell us about this.
Guys, I get to Vegas. I'm excited. The finale is over. Great. Then Brett was like, Caitlin, you're like, seriously, you're live right now. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm getting ready. Like, mm-hmm. we were all just in the same room. And I go to my Instagram. I'm completely logged out. They click on my thing. And it's like the Turkish militia have taken over my Instagram account.
Now, Brett. Allegedly, is this hacker, right?
So Brett made it very clear to me that he can prevent the hacking from happening. But once the hacking has occurred, he has absolutely nothing to do with it. He doesn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So it took a really long time, but I had all of my followers unfollow the account because I wasn't sure if I'd ever get it back.
The Caitlin cult.
Yep. I had everyone unfollow. And mm-hmm. now I'm behind.
So you have a new Instagram.
Yes. Well, I have the same Instagram's back. But the only reason why I care, to be honest, if we're all going to be like transparent with each other is because of business purposes. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care about my number, but I want offers and I want people to work with me mm-hmm. and I won't get that.
Yeah.
If I don't rack it up.
Okay.
So did Brett offer up some services to protect you in the future?
Well, he gave me some advice. Like, I need to do like the... I don't want to get into the advice, actually, because like, what if you're a hacker and you're watching me? And
no, who targeted you? What do you feel like? Was this were you targeted or you did something unsafe practice?
I was definitely targeted. I didn't do anything.
It wasn't
unsafe.
Like your password was, you know,
no.
You know,
nobody 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
No, it was just very strange. But yeah, it was a group. It was like a, it was legitimately like a Turkish.
Okay. So you're now to all of our, you know, our friends, the Turkish hackers that I personally, allegedly. So, but you don't think it was any other Big Brother fan base or
No. It wasn't. It was confirmed that it was this group that hacks a lot.
Allegedly. I'm very pro the Turkish hackers.
Okay. Now we know where Rob stands. I'm not, so...
I mean, I don't like what happened to you, but again, we don't know necessarily that it was them.
No, it was confirmed.
I'm not saying that.
That's fine.
Okay? All right.
Came from my mouth.
Yes.
Don't at me. Okay.
Okay. Definitely don't at me.
Rob doesn't have Brett protecting him.
Yeah, you at least... Brett told you what to do. I'm like a sitting duck out here.
They will never...
Oh, that's what everybody thinks. That's what everybody... Okay. And then, of course, a big shout out. Nothing but love and light to the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Mm. robhaswebsite.com/patron to become a part of the Rob Has a Podcast patron community where I gush about Caitlin nonstop. And what a month it's been, Taryn, between this birthday and Reno.
It's
and
a big year for you.
It's a big year. I'm on cloud nine.
Are you?
I really am. This has been this is a bucket list of who do you want to interview from Big Brother?
Yeah.
Dr. Will and Caitlin Herman.
See, that is just not a normal sentence to have us both in the same thing. But I am so grateful for you guys. I really am. You've been so kind to me where some people haven't, and I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But like so much.
Okay. Caitlin, can you give us a hashtag for people who made it to the end of this interview?
What should we say?
What should the Caitlin hashtag be?
I don't know. I'm not creative enough.
Yes, you are.
You're right.
Yes,
you are. Let me just come up with something.
Okay.
How about...
You could ask the chat.
Rob's got that life coach ability.
Yes.
Giving you
well, how about just like Kate coaching?
Kate coaching?
Wrong. Okay. How about...
Yeah, that's just not a lot of...
This has been a long podcast, right?
This has been a long, you know...
So how about Love and Long?
Love and Long. Okay. There you go. Hashtag love and long.
Love and light. Love and long.
Love and long for here with Caitlin. This was so great. That, you've completely lived up to the expectations.
I'm so happy
that you were here. I hope that people enjoyed this conversation. Was there anything that you wanted to talk about that we didn't get to?
Not really. Just love you guys. For those of you that get me, you rock. Nothing's better than people that get it. So if you get me, I love you.
Yeah. What's going to be the biggest criticism of this podcast?
I think all of the spiritual stuff in the beginning.
Why people didn't want to know about that?
I don't know. I just, who knows what people are going to think. I also think that maybe I'll get some heat from the Turkish militia. Aside from that.
We stand them.
I stand the Turkish militia.
Yes, I do. I do.
I'll make a group chat later.
Don't come for me. Please. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. Chat, is there anything else that you want us to touch on? Because I feel like that this is like a once in a lifetime. We have Caitlin Herman here. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Podcast was great. Love you, Caitlin. Somebody's saying that
hashtag small girl big D. I'm
yes. Yes. Somebody said that we're a boring podmance.
Oh, grow up.
Okay. Thank you. It was so funny. Doom Tribe wants to know is Love and Long. Is that a micro penis joke?
Micro penis?
No. All right. Thanks, Caitlin.
Oh,
can't wait to see you again. Okay. All right. Thank you, Rob and Taryn. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. How's your relationship with Fessy now?
We don't really talk that much. He's just like super busy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's difficult for the people that just got out of the house because I have been adjusting now for months, whereas like they're still in the hype and the appearances and this and that. So he always has a friend in me. Whenever he needs me, I'm here for him.
Okay. All right. Taryn Armstrong. He's on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Taryn, anything else you want to let people know about?
Just find me on Twitch and look out for the Caitlin Taryn Show interview.
Okay. All right.
And then
thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Be on the lookout for our latest Wiggle Room. And then this Wednesday night, Survivor Know-It-Alls will be up, but we will not be live on Wednesday night. I got to go trick-or-treating. Maybe I'll see you out.
What is your favorite Halloween candy?
I really like Reese's peanut butter cup.
Same. Actually, I'm going to go get one after this.
You're going to go get one?
I'm so craving candy for some reason. It's that Halloween spirit.
Okay, maybe we have some. Maybe we have some.
If you give me one, I will cry.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see what I can do.
I'm leaving with gifts.
Let me see what I can do. All right, everybody. Have a good one. Take care.
Bye.